Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Yeah.
There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connection. 12th of January, it's Thursday, it is foggy and cold outside here in central France, and it's dark, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm giving you this live broadcast from over here, and we're in my little farmhouse over here, and lots of stuff on the horizon here. We've been working hard to get you the truth, and you know, I keep it simple, or I try to, although the story gets mired when you start trying to do your own research, and there's a lot of misplaced information, I'll call it, just for lack of a better way of terming it. You'll find people with 90% info and 10% malarkey, and usually that 10% malarkey is to move you away from who are the controllers, who are the leaders in this, who are the big guys in this. You know, and they keep using those amorphous terms of globalist and, New World Order's the other big one. It's, sounds very ominous, ladies and gentlemen. And then the other one is the Illuminati. That must be it. It's the Illuminati. Why not just call them, you know, something? I listen to people, you know, yeah, that's right. I said this, it's the Illuminati did it, and the Illuminati. Oh, my goodness. Look, guys, do the math. It is easy to figure out. It's so simple. Who has all the money? Who's running all the organizations? Who's got all the control? Who's paying off our politicians? Who are we fighting for over there? Who bombed the Liberty? Who blew up two American buildings in Cairo to try to blame it on Muslim terrorists? Who? Well, it wasn't the Illuminati. I know who it was. It was the Aluminum Nazis. That's Mr. Smith's new group that's doing this, Aluminum Nazis. What they've got, see, they've got all these new theories out there, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the devil did it, and the boogeyman and the truth fairy. I think it's the Aluminum Nazis. Must be. Who else could it be? Grab a hold of your heads here and start listening to your inner voice, your common sense, and just get rid of this nonsense stuff and throw it out the window. It just doesn't wash, it doesn't add up, it doesn't pay off, it doesn't go anywhere. It's nonsense. And you know, of course, half of America are so deep into a mindless religious belief, mindless. Now because you know, religion in itself is basically, it helps us quell those awful fears we all have about getting up day to day and having purpose and having reason to be, raison d'être, as it is in French. And when you take that away from somebody, they feel lost. So people cling to this feeling of need. But there are some people, and in America, it's an awful lot of them, go blindly down this road of thinking that, you know, there are devils around and they're going to, you know, they're going to eat me and I'm going to hell and I tell you something, the Catholic Church used that fear for 1,000 years. They used to put these monsters on the sides of their churches. They're called gargoyles. They're still there. If you come to France, you can see them. They are the most hideous carvings you have ever seen. I mean, I'm talking about if there was a hell, this would be where they came from. And, of course, what they were was stuck to the side of a church, and they would scare the tar out of people. And believe me, one night walking through a alleyway in the Quartier Latin in central Paris with my wife, I looked up just by accident in this kind of dark place. We were alone in this little alleyway. We were on the side of a church, and we didn't know it. And overlooking me was a stone monstrosity from someone's sick imagination. It was a horned beast carved of stone and posted on the side of this what turned out to be a church. Ladies and gentlemen, then they turned around and they used the light show of the age, which was stained glass, to tell you that if you came in here, all of your fears would be, and all of your worries would be gone away, done away with, and just listen to what we tell you, and don't listen to anybody else. And out there are those monsters. Well, that was the technology of the day, and that's how they used it, and they did it, and it was very effective for 1,000 years. Well, we're still holding on to this stuff, and people are telling you, it's the Illuminati, it's the globalists, it's this, it's that. It's not, guys. It is evil Jewish leadership who are bent on more power. They're power-drunk people. They've been working at this for centuries, and you can see the history of it. It's so easy to watch. I mean, the financing of Napoleon's army as far back as 1812, all the way back to the Jacobins being financed by this group, which were responsible for the sans-culottes and the attacks on the King of France. Also, the Russian Revolution, financed by these people, even called themselves the Red Army. Surprise, surprise. The Red Army, Rothschild. Rothschild means the Red Shield. And he put the money up and, of course, had the Romanov dynasty killed because the Russian Tsar threw them out with Rasputin and the rest of them. They also financed the French-German War in 1870 to create enmity. Why would they do such things? Well, first of all, they were making money on both sides of the war. Secondly, they found themselves more powerful when they could get countries to engage in war and bankrupt the public purse, and then they could swoop in after and become more in control of the society that they lent the money to. Well, move ourselves forward a couple hundred years, and we're in America now. And we got Mr. Feith and Mr. Wolfowitz, and we've got Mr. Pearl, and we've got Mr. Greenspan, and we've got we've got all of these think tank people, and William Crystal, and you can go on and on and on, and they're all just henchmen, Zionist henchmen for these money people, and they're taking over, and they're spending an awful lot of money to have people come out and say the devil did it, aluminum Nazis did it, the boogeyman did it. Those Jesuits, boy, those darn Jesuits. That 86-year-old Jesuit over there, man. At night, he drinks some super juice, and he can fly like Spider-Man or something. I don't know what the heck they figured out, but my audience doesn't go for that. My audience knows better. We don't go for the UFOs. If you're a UFO believer, change the channel, please. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we've got more from the French Connection and Daryl Bradford Smith. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back listening to that soft jazz sounds of Miles. And boy, it's great to be with you here today. You know, we're fighting this fight for a reason. I mean, let's not lose sight of the reasons. And I wonder when people, I know people listen to my phone, and now I send emails to people, they don't arrive, I get return notices and stuff like that. I can't even send an email anymore off my computer, which is pretty weird. But, I'm wondering what the people that do that to me or listen to my phone and all that kind of crazy stuff, I wonder what they think about their children and about their future and stuff. I mean, geez, for a paycheck, they're gonna do that? It's just bizarre to me. And not all these people that are involved, the useful idiots, they're not all Jewish, and certainly not all the people doing this from the Jewish community, they're not everybody in the Jewish community is involved in this. In fact, Zionism for most of the last century has not been a very popular thing. It has been very popular with the leadership, of course, because they profit from it. If you go to my website, there's a man named Brooks, the man that was responsible for building all those faulty, defective armor, body armor for our troops, who threw his daughter a $10 million bar mitzvah. So your son or daughter might be dying right now because of the faulty stuff he sent, but he's going to throw his daughter. I wonder if his kids are going to go over to Iraq and fight for Israel. Uh-huh. Well, you know, the idea, that what I found out in over time is because this Benjamin Friedman tape, which, by the way, since placing it on my site, it's had over 9,000 downloads. That's a start, ladies and gentlemen, 9,000. If we get up to 90,000, then I'll be pretty happy with it. But 9,000 is a good start. Benjamin Friedman was the man who said that his conscience couldn't allow him to continue in involving himself with these people because they were megalomaniac, power-hungry mad dogs. And all they wanted was more power and more control, and they had an idea that they would build a bit of an empire between the Euphrates and the and Cairo and Alexandria in Egypt in the Nile River, and they would spread this state, calling it Israel, using water from the Tigris and Euphrates, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the main reason why the Israelis want the control of that area. It's not the oil, although they don't have their own oil, so they would like to have some of it piped in. But for the people in charge, taking oil off the market is a better thing than selling Iraqi oil. They don't want the Iraqi oil to reach market. Why? Because with such a large supply of oil like the Iraqis have, and such a large supply like the Iranians have, when they release their oil on the market, it makes oil prices drop. So they get, for the same amount of work, they get less profits. Well, presto change-o, shut the spigot off in Iraq, and profits rise. Shut the spigot off in Iran, profits will rise even more. You'll see $100 a barrel oil, and they don't have to do practically squat to make double or triple the profits. So it's not about having oil, it's about removing oil from the marketplace. Many other places in the world that have oil discoveries are being held back. They're capping them. They're closing them down. And they don't allow the oil to flow into the marketplace because they want their prices kept high. And they're doing it on the sweat and blood, sweat, and tears of the American taxpayer and the American soldier because they've bought and paid our politicians for their loyalty, or they've caught them in sex acts with the children, or they've bribed them and then got them on tape, or in fact they come from the same group, like Mr. Lieberman or Mr. Nye up in New York, or many of the others, Mr. Sensenbrenner, this criminal sack of gelatinous goo, and all of these others. And when you take a peek at it, and someone tries to sell you this aluminum Nazi stuff, or, I mean Illuminati stuff, Freudian slip there. It almost angers me. It does make me angry. And when they tell you this boogeyman, and they tell you, you know, the devil did it, and there's horned and there's cloven feet and all this nonsense, I get angry because we're really fighting for the future of our nation, and we're fighting for my kids' future and yours. And boy, oh boy, you know, if you follow the other people saying globalist Illuminati and all this, we're not going to be putting a name or a face to these people, and we're not going to beat them. So, you know, I was encouraged. I did hear some people start talking about APEC and the JDL and ADL and B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, B'nai B'rith International. This is their strong arm, part of their organization, and they finance through their big, deposits and donations. Rockefeller, the Carnegies, the Mellons, all of those organizations are financed through many, many hundreds of years of building up a fortune through Rothschild and through this international global money system. and they buy off people. They buy off think tanks. They buy off everything they need to buy. Interestingly enough, at the moment, I'm way too small for them to do something about. Although killing me would not be a good idea because that would just explode my message. And since I have hundreds of files on the Internet, that would probably be a dumb thing for them to do. At least I hope they're going to think it's dumb, because I'm quite sure that it would make their message go go everywhere. But we take a look at these issues, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take before we wake up, or are we going to wake up in time? We may not. We may just sink right into the abyss, and America will just drift into history. And it'll end badly. It'll end in tyranny. It'll end in death and hunger and just awful. And you know, all the signs are pointing in that direction right now, guys. And I don't have to be a clairvoyant because I think that's some nonsense too. It's like remote viewing. the guy that you hired to do the remote viewing there, you know, he says, you didn't pay me. And he said, well, I sent them a check in the mail. You should have been able to remote view that, right? Fact is that all this nonsense and all this, people can't be telling you what's going to happen in a week or a month or a year. However, what we can say is there is a flow about things. There is a trend about things. We know the money system is failing as we speak. The dollar, they're printing money like it's going out of style 24/7. This guy Bernanke is going to be releasing all kinds of money to flood the markets with dollars, and it's going to collapse the economy into a mess. And once that dollar becomes valueless, then it's going to retract into a deflationary spiral and mass unemployment, and it could coincide with this bird flu, which we're going to talk to Jerry Gaddetti about and other things. It just looks like a bad time to be alive, and I'm wondering how much, you know, how many of you are going to help me get this fight fought. I need you. If we band together and get and recruit some people to listen to the French Connection and do the fighting, we could take them down. I think we could do it. Or I would have quit long ago. Stick with me, guys. We got Jerry Gaddetti coming on, and she is a wealth of information. More from the French Connection.